Forget about automating a task. What if you could automate an entire role? In this video, I'm going to show you ChatGPT's brand new agent mode. This agent mode will run processes on its own desktop while you do other things, work that actually matters. The best part is, it's totally free and ready to use. Make sure to stick around to the end of the video because I'm going to show you three use cases, and the last use case will absolutely blow your mind. I still can't believe what I saw. Welcome to the channel. If you're new here, I'm Mike. I'm a senior finance leader, and over the last decade, I've worked in finance everywhere from brand new startups all the way to the Fortune 100. And over that time, I've automated more than 20,000 hours out of companies' processes. But until this new agent mode from ChatGPT, I didn't really understand the extent of what was possible with AI. And I'm going to show you exactly how to use it right now. And again, this solution is totally free, so you have to check it out. And if you want more finance tips, tricks, and hacks just like this, make sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, Finance Automation Insider. There's a link down in the description. I'll send you a free copy every single Wednesday. Plus, I'll send you a free copy of my guide to 15 5-minute finance automations. You don't want to miss it. Again, click the link down in the description to join, and I'll send it to you every single Wednesday. With all that out of the way, let's get started. So first of all, what is agent mode in ChatGPT? Well, it's a new feature that was just released a few days ago. AI agents have been around for a while. OpenAI and ChatGPT have even played with them, but it's the first time that it is available as a permanent tool that you can use. And an AI agent can run multiple step processes in a different server or computer or desktop than you're working in, meaning it can do work while you go and do other things, as I always say, the work that really matters. Now, you may be familiar with the fact that ChatGPT has several reasoning models you can use. So I'm currently on GPT-4o, which is the most popular. It's the largest model right now. There's also o3 that I'll often use for advanced reasoning. And then they have some mini models, some mini high models. They've got models that are faster. They've got models that are better for exploring ideas or research. This is not a model. You can run agent mode on any model. This is a tool. So you're going to find agent mode down here in tools. So agent mode is going to be right here with deep research, create image, study and learn, web search, and canvas. You can use any of these tools on the models. So I'm going to be using this on 4.0 because it's the most common and it's the most accessible, especially if you're working on the free version. Also important to note that because agent mode and deep research are new, you still only get a limited number of queries. You'll see that for the next month, I've got 35 left. I think I started with 40 or 45, but I've been playing with this. Same on deep research, I've got 24 left for the rest of the month. So again, this is a tool that you can open on any of the models. So we're going to go ahead and click agent mode, and then we're going to prompt. Now, to really show you how powerful this is, you know, normally I've got my Spark framework for AI prompting to get really clean, structured inputs, but I'm going to use a little bit of a looser prompt because I want to show you just how much thinking this agent mode can do on its own. So let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go ahead and paste in a prompt so you don't have to watch me type. So review the attached 6-month financials for my chain of coffee shops, the F9 Finance coffee shops. Generate a baseline forecast for the business. Then generate a best case scenario where revenue grows 20% and a worst case scenario where it drops 20%. So I'm asking it to do a forecast and then to run scenario analysis, which you could get a little bit of this out of the models before, but it couldn't really go and run this full forecasting process. So let me attach my data. I'm going to add my file. All right, we've got our F9 Finance coffee shop financials right here. Let's go ahead and attach it. It's attached and we will send it. Now the agent mode is going to run. You'll see this is the new part. It's setting up its own desktop. So it's setting up a desktop and it's actually going to go create a terminal and run Python scripts to process all of this data. I can then go anywhere else on my computer and do the work because this agent is off on its own, running its own desktop. So you'll see it's acknowledged the request, now it's thinking, and it's opening up a terminal to run Excel and Python for the analysis. Let's see what it does. So it's gone ahead, it's run a Python model to create our forecast, and now it's going in to create a report for us based on all this information. And you'll see again, it's working in its own terminal. It's not using my computer's resources to do this. Now it's converting all of the work it's done in its own operating terminal, and it's getting it ready to come back as a report. Here we go, here's our report. So we got a baseline financial forecast for the coffee shop. It's reviewing the recent 6-month financials. So here's a summary of the performance from January to June 23. It's talking about the assumptions for forecasting, the baseline, the best case, and the worst case. It's building the forecast scenarios for the next 6 months. No growth, revenue up 20%, revenue down 20%. And then it's giving me commentary and next steps. Look at all of this. So this is the actual report. I can go ahead and I can share this or download it if I want to. And then it tells me as a summary the work it did and gives me comments on how I should understand and analyze this report. How cool is that? All of the Python scripts, all of the Excel work done on another terminal while I can go do other things. Have any questions so far? Go ahead and leave them down in the comments. I read and respond to every single question, and I'm more than happy to help. Now for the second use case, I want to merge data together, something we would normally be doing in a Power BI or Power Query. I'm going to feed ChatGPT a set of point of sale data and ask it to pull out operating trends to see if we can learn anything else about our business and how it's operating. So I want to merge this point of sale data that I'll attach with the financials. I want to analyze this combined data set to draw out any trends at the operating level that could inform our strategy. Because where we're going with this is we're going to want to give advice to each of our store managers, just like we're an FBA business partner. We're going to want to give them advice about how they can improve actionably. So we want to bring that financial and operating data together, and let's see what ChatGPT can do. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to attach my file. Here's our point of sale data. We'll go ahead and pop that open. Do note, you can go up to 25 megabytes. I had to cut this data set down a little bit so it will fit. We're going to wait for that to upload, and then once it uploads, we'll send it off and see what ChatGPT comes back with. All right, and here we go. All right, so once again, ChatGPT has opened up its own terminal. Now it's going off to do all of this work. It's inspecting it with Python, and it's going to add these together, and then we'll see if it comes back with any kind of cool insights or analytics for us. You see, as we're checking in on this work, I'm off doing other stuff while this is running. This is taking, you know, about 5 minutes or so. Now it's in here, it's processing and it's aggregating the data. You'll see a lot of Python running. It's even going and getting pandas for us to run some pandas libraries in Python. And it's doing all of this work off on its own computer terminal. It's not slowing down my computer performance at all. So just checking in on our agent, it's planning some revenue analysis tasks, it's looked at all the categories and the product mixes, it's continuing to do kind of an in-depth analysis and look for different threads it can pull on, and again, all of this is happening while I'm over on the computer doing other stuff. Checking in again now is analyzing product trends by store, it's analyzed all of our different times of day, it's really just digging through everything, comparing it to the financials, to see what each store manager could possibly do to grow our business. So this is incredible. It worked for 14 minutes behind the scenes while I went and did other things, and it's given us a plain language analysis of what's going on, looking at the POS data and the GL numbers. I mean, look at this. So we're seeing that traffic, not ticket size, drove growth. POS transactions almost doubled. What can we do? So we can raise the ticket price. We're not getting enough out of each customer. We can align labor better to demand. We're probably running too many labor hours. And we need to promote off-peak because we have a lot of capacity that we're not using. We can also see that one of our stores has higher tickets than everywhere else, meaning potentially we could standardize best practices. So it's come back with an entire operational analysis merging with the financials. If you're enjoying this video and haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the channel. I post a new video like this every single Monday, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And now for our third use case, and this is the one that really impressed me when I was testing this out. We're going to ask it to develop a management report for each of the leaders of our stores that we can send to them with some best practices that they can put into place and really give them those actionable insights that actually move the needle. So let's go ahead and, all right, I'm going to say, give me a management report. This is going to have both visual and written that I can share with each of the three store managers. So again, I'm using pretty broad prompts here for the amount of detail I'm getting back. Let's send this away and see what it comes back with. So it's come back. It said, hey, I didn't get quite enough information. I want to make sure I give you exactly what you're looking for. That's really cool. It said, do you want this as a deck? Do you want a PDF? And I said, I would like a slide deck that I can send them. And now it's back to thinking. All right, so it's opened up its terminal again. It's literally going to the internet in its browser. It's finding pictures that it can use to put in the deck to spice things up. This is really incredible, and this is what blew me away. It's not just taking all of this information it's already generated. That is really cool on its own, but it's literally building a presentation that works for the business that I've explained to it. I cannot wait to show you when I get back. If it's anything like what I got during my tests, you're going to be impressed. So checking out what it's doing, it's already gone and gotten all the images, it's gotten the presentation ready. Now it's going through and it's creating all of the commentary that it's going to add to the business to send to our managers. And it's running that process again. I've said it before, but all of this is happening in a completely different browser. It's not even happening on my computer, so I'm off doing other things with no performance issues while ChatGPT does its own thing. Checking in on it, it's now converting all of the slides. It's building the script so it can build the PowerPoint presentation for us, and it'll be coming back to us in a few minutes. So here it worked for 15 minutes. It's come back with an entire presentation for us. Let's go ahead and pop this presentation open. It's literally an entire deck. So we've got our agenda. We have a 6-month performance all charted out with both revenue and transactions. Remember, those were from two different data sets that I fed it. It's got information about the traffic doubling and ticket size staying flat. Here's our point of sale mix showing our coffee and tea. You know, there's a little bit of tweaking we need to do here, but it has literally generated an entire PowerPoint presentation with charts, with commentary. How cool is this? I'll tell you, AI tools have been pretty unimpressive for a while, but this Agent GPT is a game changer. Because yes, we've been able to build these AI agents if you know how to go into coding, but this makes it accessible to anybody at any time. And I really encourage you to check it out. Open up your ChatGPT account. It's totally free. You'll get a certain number of credits and get started. It doesn't require any kind of fancy prompting. Just start playing around and seeing what you can do, because this is only going to get better and better from here. If you've enjoyed this video, then make sure to check out my video on using AI to improve your communication style. The great thing about this agent mode is that it's going to do a lot of the work for you, including commentary, emails, and variance analysis. And if you understand how to use AI and when to use AI to improve your communication, you can take this one step further. I'm going to put the link to that video right here. Again, it's all about how to use AI to improve your communication style. I'll catch you over there. Until then, this is Mike signing off from F9 Finance. Cheers.